You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Share the show with your friends by having them visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. You can also find us on Facebook or join our group on vk.com. All aboard the English Express.
So, is it just me, or is there something wrong here? It's almost like it should be morning, but it's unusually night.
And it's so quiet, too. I'm not used to having nobody in the room with us.
Yeah, usually there's somebody in the room with us. So, and it's not 10 o'clock, and it's not Sunday. I think we might be recording this before the normal time. The reason, of course, is because this Sunday, I'm going on a little bit of a vacation, going to South Dakota.
Ooh, South Dakota. Ooh, party.
It's the most exciting place on earth.
Right, right. That's why they put Disneyland there and Universal Studios. And, oh, wait, they didn't.
Do you know what actually is in South Dakota?
Cowboy hats. That's pretty much the only important thing there as far as I'm concerned.
Hi, do you like South Dakota but don't want to see Mount Rushmore? Come to North Dakota. It's just a very long drive from wherever you live. Best of all, most of the good license plates aren't taken yet. Imagine coming here and having cool dude or yay Jews or boo Jews. Depending on where you stand on Jews. North Dakota, we're not even the best Dakota.
Now, there's a lot of cool stuff in South Dakota. I've actually been there before. A couple of cool things. We're going to see a place called Deadwood, which is kind of a cool place because Kevin Costner owns a casino there.
Ooh.
Well, he does show up. When I went there, I was playing a little blackjack, and they told me that I missed Kevin Costner by 2 days. He likes to come into his casino and sit down and kind of start playing cards next to people until they look over and realize it's Kevin Costner playing cards with me.
Man, if I want to see Kevin Costner, I'll just watch Waterworld, which is probably the best movie I've ever done.
I kind of liked The Bodyguard. Although it is kind of cool because, like, when you go in there, all over the walls, it's like kind of a museum. They've got, like, all the different Kevin Costner stuff from all of his amazing movies that he's done.
What, did he do Field of Dreams?
He did. I actually really like that movie. Yeah, well, The Bodyguard is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
Well, you're going to have to go see it because it's a pretty good movie there. And of course, they've got Mount Rushmore. But my favorite, and I like Mount Rushmore, but my favorite was the mystery spot. Okay, the place.
Isn't that in Santa Clara, California?
They have one there, too. But the first one I ever went to was in. No, you're talking about in Santa Clara. Isn't that the Winchester Mystery House?
No, I'm talking about Mystery Spot, Santa Cruz, Mystery Spot, Santa Cruz, California.
Is that where the gravity doesn't work quite right?
I've never been there. I'm just kind of remembering yellow bumper stickers that are everywhere.
Okay, it's a place where you can literally walk on the walls and gravity pulls you sideways.
Literally. That's not any kind of trick or anything. Gravity literally works differently there.
I went there, and gravity works differently there, yes.
No.
Yes. Bogus. Nope. Gravity works differently. When I come back from there next week and I show you pictures of me walking on the walls, what are you going to say then?
That it's an illusion.
And I'll say, you're wrong, even though you're right. You're wrong. So what kind of things make you happy, though? What is it that gets you going, that puts a smile on your face?
So one time, my oldest son was about 2 years old. And I don't know if you've had a two-year-old before. Actually, I do know that.
Yes, I have.
But when you're in the house with a two-year-old, is it normally quiet or noisy?
Noisy.
Yeah, normally noisy. Well, one day I was in the house, and it struck me that it's abnormally quiet. And when you have a two-year-old in the house, that's never a good thing. So I went down the hallway and I opened the bedroom door and I found my black cat just covered in white glue. Not only was the cat covered in glue, but the whole room was covered in glue. My son was covered in glue. Everything, just glue everywhere. And I looked at the whole situation and I smiled. And I'm like, if this doesn't make me happy, I'm just going to cry. And so that's something, that's something that makes me happy.
Tell me what you know about religion. I have a point to this, I promise you.
Okay, because that's a pretty deep subject, and I'm kind of like, wait a minute, we went from glue to religion. How did this happen?
Well, we're talking about happiness. Does religion bring people happiness, or are there religions out there that strive for happiness?
In the Crusades, it brought people death.
We're not talking about the Crusades.
Okay. They did that for religious reasons.
Right. I'm talking about religions that literally strive and look for happiness. They go out there and that's what they're all about. Being happy, enlightenment, so to speak. Bringing happiness to yourself and your soul.
That kind of reminds me of Buddhism in a way.
Yeah. And there's a Buddhist... A Buddhist monk named Richard.
Right, there you go. John.
Well, that's his last name. He's like Matthew Ricard.
Could it be like Matthew?
It is, but it's spelled weird. Okay, oh. So I'm just going to call him Matthew Richards.
Sure, sounds good. We'll go with that.
So Matthew Richards, he's talking about in his Buddhist beliefs some of the things that we think will bring us happiness, but actually it won't.
It's like ice cream?
Like ice cream. Okay. What about being rich, powerful, and famous, or any of the above three?
Yeah. I mean, just because I can buy dinner doesn't mean that automatically makes me happy, but I have a lot better chance of being happy if I have a full stomach at night.
Right, exactly. And so as long as I can take care of my family, I've got a nice house and I can feed me and my family, I'm going to be a lot happier than the poor folks, you know?
Yeah, in today's society, in the cities of America, you got to have, in most cases, you have to have money in order to secure your basic needs for survival.
Yeah, that's just...
We achieve that with money now. So if you have that covered, of course you have a better chance of being happy, but... On the other side, I do know a lot of miserable people that eat every day.
Or eat too much.
Well, yeah, that might be one of the reasons they're miserable.
How about this one? Assuming that any one thing will make you happy.
So what's the objective of this? I don't understand what the context of these questions are.
The context is that he's teaching you how to achieve true happiness. I'm trying to improve your life and make you get you just a step or two closer to enlightenment.
Okay, and so what's Ricky Ricardo telling me I need to do to become enlightened?
Become a monk.
I got a little bird that I'd like to flip him. If he'd like to take some of my possessions, I'll flip one of those right to him.
We can do little things that are happy. You know, for example, if you're chasing one thing, like you've got a dream, and there's nothing wrong with having a dream, but if you chase that dream and you think, if I just get that one thing, that will make me happy. You know, people always want more than they have. And I kind of think you should just relax and be cool with the things that you do have. Like, I have a wonderful radio board, a wonderful RE320 Electro Voice microphone, my Samsung Galaxy tablet, my three computers. Well, I mean, look, it's just the simple things in life.
Jesus, Cliff.
My brand new audio processor that makes my voice sound deeper. I mean, you know, you just got to be happy with what you have instead of one more thing. Like, what do they call those? Like, I forget what it's called. It's like 360 something. And it's like this $2,000 player that you can like push buttons. Like let's say I want to play a ding, okay, or a buzz, okay. I can do those things in any kind of order that I want. This device basically does the same thing, but it costs $2,000. Now, if I had that, then I would really be happy. Being content with the simple things in life.
This reminds me of that one scene in Anchorman where Steve Carell is looking around. He's just like, I love lamps. Clifton's just looking around his room, just naming random stuff. This is what brings me happiness.
I'm going to tell you right now about a man named Julian Glue.
I thought we were talking about Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, he was teaching us how to be happy. Now I'm telling you about somebody who's achieved happiness.
Did he get reincarnated as this guy?
He has achieved Zen, okay?
Ooh.
So I'm telling you about a man who has reached happiness. His name is Julian Glue, and he lives in a tent in the woodlands in England. After he has become a monk, he moved there to study, to meditate, and live according to Buddhist principles. Then, last September, disaster struck.
Was it lightning?
No. He stepped on a bug.
Yes,
he stepped on a bug and he killed it.
Oh.
A tiny little insect. What to do?
What does that do for his path to enlightenment?
It destroys it. He can hardly live now.
Okay? Six legs, one crushed dream.
Well, he responded the only way he knew how, by going on a 3-day rampage through town, slashing the tires of 162 cars because religious beliefs.
Oh my God!
He slashed 162 car tires.
For stepping on a bug.
He just couldn't handle it. He couldn't continue his path to enlightenment without slashing tires for three straight days.
Oh my goodness.
For three straight days.
And slashes over how many did you say? 160 tires?
162 cars. All four tires of 162 cars.
That's even worse.
And this being England, he of course was caught on camera. And arrested.
I don't understand that comment. Why does England have cameras
everywhere? England has cameras everywhere. All over the place.
Does America have cameras everywhere?
No, only England.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel a lot safer then.
So he was arrested. And
Who's Edward Snowden again?
Well, he told the judge he didn't want to hurt anybody, but that squishing that bug had just enraged him. He stressed to the court that he believes in peaceful coexistence, and that's why he attacked tires instead of people. I can only imagine what would have happened if he wasn't a Buddhist monk. So he pled guilty. He pleaded guilty. He said, yes, judge, I did it. And he got out on bond. Somebody bailed him out, and he was due to be sentenced in October. But instead of going to court the way he should have, he went on the run for 3 months.
Did he go back to his same tent?
No, he was switching different places. He was on the run. And they were looking for him, like a literal manhunt was on the loose for the man who slashed 162 tires and murdered a bug. Finally.
I don't know if that constitutes as murder.
Well, they tracked him down. And I'm sure that you'll be shocked. The district attorney reports that he has suffered some mental health issues in the past.
Oh, really? What a shocker.
They sentenced him to 11 weeks in prison. 11 weeks. I mean, a manhunt to put him away for 11 weeks. It's not even 3 months. The judge says that he's noted the facts of the case, but he's still left with somebody who says he didn't want to hurt anybody, and yet went out of his way to affect 162 people by causing them massive financial inconvenience.
Oh, and not only massive financial inconvenience, but I mean, what about somebody who gets a call, they're at work, they get a call, and it's like, your kid is sick, spewing vomit all over the walls, we need you here now. You go run down to your car, son of a biscuit, some bug killer slashed all my tires, and now I can't go save my sick kid. Like, there's a lot of mental trauma that could have happened with that.
Absolutely.
That happened to 162 different people.
That would be horrendous.
Yeah, I'd be super bent. Somebody be paying for my tires.
Oh, yeah. And when you find out it's a Buddhist monk, you're like, no insurance. He has no money.
We'll make Mexico pay for it. They're already buying us a wall.
We'll be right back on the English Express Radio podcast.
A gerund and an infinitive walked into a bar drinking a drink. You're listening to the English Express Radio podcast.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Two. To who? It's to whom?
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Welcome back to the English Express Radio Podcast. I was going to say good morning. You know, and I have this problem all the time at work because I never know like what time of the day it is. In the morning, I say good afternoon. In the afternoon, I'm like, good morning, everybody. And everybody corrects me. And I tell them...
daylight savings time.
It is daylight savings time fault all the way down the line. It's a horrendous time of the year. And that's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure about it.
Yeah, that's why I skipped Sunday and recorded it on what day is this? Thursday. I'm recording this on Thursday night.
I guess that explains why it's dark outside. I just woke up. Clifton called me and said to do
let's go on the air.
That's all I live for. I just wait for his calls to come on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually,
and you stay ready at all times.
I don't want to talk past anybody, so I thought I might explain, you know, how the show came to be about, you know, what we're all about and how the show got started. So, you know, Clifton and I, we actually met amidst the wreckage of a Boeing 747. We were the only survivors of this terrible crash. It didn't look good at first, but Clifton saved our lives by building a broadcasting studio out of crab shells and toenail clippings. They're actually still there right now, so, you know, hear this. Help.
I had to give you the crickets. Yes, we're broadcasting from the wreckage.
Yeah, with our crab shell studio.
All right. Now, you have been known to do a little bit of the smoky of the wacky tobacky.
You keep bringing this up like I know what you're talking about. I'm not hip to all your Colorado lingo.
Really? And why do you bring it up as far as Colorado?
Well, of course,
I mean,
people
smoke the wacky tobacco, the marijuana, everywhere in the country. It's not special to Colorado.
Well, that's true. I was just saying you used all these weird foreign language topics that I didn't
Right, because you have no idea what I'm talking about. You
that
never
sounds illegal where I live. I don't participate in that at all.
So in Colorado, it is legal.
Yeah.
So
as well as I think Oregon and Washington, and it may be legal in California next year. So
could that. Could be. But right now, it's legal here in Colorado today already. So if you were gonna, if you love the weed, and you wanna, you know, build an event around weed, where you are can be sure that the cops aren't going to raid you, where would you put it?
Wait, what? An event? Where? Colorado? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I want to have a big public event where people aren't gonna arrest me, and I want to be able to smoke freely. Where should I have it?
The state of Colorado.
Yes. And so Lauren Gibbs is getting married this July. And she is coming to Colorado for her wedding. She will have a traditional white dress in front of 100 guests. They're going to exchange vows, have a champagne toast, and then get high.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
It's going to be a picturesque, classic Colorado wedding. It's also going to be the first wedding, the first known wedding, to offer legal marijuana at the reception. Next to the craft beer bar is going to be a bud bar. And they're,
wow, they have craft beer too?
Yeah, craft beer and a bud bar. They're going to have a bud tender that's going to they're going to advise guests about the different marijuana strains available for consumption. There's going to be a range of choices with strains aimed at everyone from the curious yet inexperienced to what Gibbs calls the most serious consumers. Brandon.
Hey, no point fingers.
They're going to be able to vape, and they're going to have, you're going to be able to pack bowls or even roll something up for yourself. She says, I'm definitely going to have some high strains and low strains. And just think about your aunt, who's never, ever toked before in her life, and she doesn't want to get really high and lose her. Oh, I wish I had my beep. She doesn't want to lose her stuff. And she's got a great way for them to start, just like the whole gamut. So, yeah.
That's really cool that she's providing all the different options. And I wonder, you know, if I'm curious because there's two different major strains. It's like the sativa and I can't remember the other one. But one's like a perky kind of up high and another one's like a really mellow and I just want to go to sleep high, you know? So those are the two differences. I wonder what you would give an experienced granny. Say, you know, here,
an experienced granny?
No, inexperienced. What do you give an experienced granny?
You got to give her some of the mild stuff. If you give her the hard stuff, she's going to go nuts. She's not going to know what to do with herself. And you don't want to do that to people. That's why they got a bud tender.
I think that would be hilarious, and she would be the life of the wedding.
And she would be incredibly paranoid. She's like, they're coming to get us.
Like that story you read the other week about the guys on the road trip.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then, you know, grandma, who you think is like the most straight-laced grandma on earth, she's like, oh, I think I'll try some of this this time. She's like, you know, oh, that's for children. She's like, when you're as experienced as I am, you know, there's always that thing where you think like, oh, that guy gets high, and he's like, well, I've never tried anything.
No, I got my eye on Granny. I know what she's been doing. She was alive in the 60s.
Right? Oh, goodness. All right, we'll be right back on the English Express Radio Podcast.
Welcome back to the English Express Radio Podcast. If you want to learn English, you got it. If you want money, get a job. All aboard the English Express.
Welcome back to the Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico.
Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Learning English can be hard. Don't like it? Try it with mustard. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
So, Brian, I want you to imagine you're sitting in a room.
That's not hard to do. Gotta do it.
Okay, you're sitting in a room, minding your own business, okay? Watching a movie, playing a little guitar, hanging out, okay? And next to you, from your neighbor's house, you hear screams of agony.
Oh, no.
What do you do?
I would probably go knock on the neighbor's door and start shouting, is everything okay?
And he doesn't answer.
Yeah, I might have to call 911.
And what do you tell him?
My neighbor is next door sounding like he's got razor blades in his ears and he needs help.
Yeah, and the police come out. The police do the same thing, knock on the door, no answer, but they can hear the screams of agony as well. And they kick in the door, They rush in.
It's a very tense situation. I understand why. Lots of adrenaline going on.
They locate the man in his bedroom with headphones on, listening to opera and singing along.
Aw, oh, buddy.
Police say that early Tuesday morning, the neighbor heard terrifying screams, and he thought it was domestic violence. He thought somebody was getting beaten. But thanks to the headphones, the man never heard the police. He didn't even know they were there until they literally broke his door down. And
the only way the story could be better is if he was stark naked.
No, unfortunately, he was fully clothed. But this does remind me.
He said, "Unfortunately, aw, too bad."
No, because that would make a better story. But you know, you can't always get lucky. You just gotta get what you get. But it does remind me of back when I used to work the night shift at a radio station up in Utah when I was going to college up there. And I did this when I lived down in New Mexico as well. I was working for a country radio station down there, and it was about this time that all the singing shows came out. You know, I mean, The Voice wasn't
American
on.
Idol
the big one was American Idol, and everybody can sing. And you start to think, you know, the singing thing, not really that hard. You know, maybe I've got a voice. Maybe I should apply to American Idol. Okay. And since I worked at a radio station, I had access to like some recording equipment, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to record myself singing. And it's kind of cool because when you have the way it works, you have like what you're hearing in your headphones, and I can record only the input in the microphone, okay? And so I can listen to music but not record the music. Okay. And
what it sounds like you're trying to say is that your ears are hearing music, but when you're singing into the microphone, only your voice is being recorded, nothing else.
Yeah, but I can also hear myself singing because with the radio equipment, your voice goes into the microphone and it comes out through your headphones. And I thought, hey, that's going to give me an edge because I know what I sound like. And I can sing along to the music. I can make sure I'm you know, matching the tempo. Man, this is going to be fantastic, okay? So I turn on the recorder. The music comes up, And I start singing, and I think I'm pretty good. And then I played myself back. Oh, it was so bad. I need to go find a – I don't have –
And the next step is Clifton wrote American Idol and made it to Hollywood and got his own record company, a record deal.
No. Okay. It was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm sure if I applied to American Idol, they would let me on.
On the first couple episodes of audition shows.
Yeah, I would be on because it was that bad. It was so bad. It was unlistenable. And so ever since then, I make sure when I'm in the car, I turn the radio up extra loud when I want to sing along.
I remember last time Clifton and I were in a car together. He had the music on, and I started singing along. And it took about 15 seconds, and Clifton slowly reached over and started churning up the volume. So I started singing louder, and Clifton turned up the volume a little louder.
I
got the point pretty quick.
Yeah, we're not a very vocally gifted family, unfortunately. Yeah. So this one made me laugh. What do you feel about joining groups?
I avoid people at all costs.
They've got groups for that, you know.
Oh, God.
You can join a group. You can join a group of people who don't like hanging out with people.
Yeah, that sounds awful. I got my own group. It's called Me.
Well, they've got groups for everything these days, you know. They've got groups for Jewish people. It's called the synagogue. They've got groups for regular Christian people.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't think it's called the synagogue. I think the synagogue is their place of worship. I don't think a gaggle of Jews is not called a synagogue.
No. I mean, if you're a Jew and you want to hang out with other Jews, where do you go?
Jews R Us. I don't know.
The synagogue.
Craigslist? meetup.com.
No. What if I'm a guy who likes guitars? Okay, and I want to meet other guitar. Okay, you don't go to guitar center. It's where you go buy the guitars.
It's where you go to meet guitar players too. So they go. They got to buy their guitars somewhere.
Okay. Now, what about the Blacks? What do the Blacks have?
Is that like a band or something?
No, Black people, African Americans.
Oh! The way you said it, I'm like the Ataris, the Stones, the Blacks. It just seemed like it went together.
If you're a Black person, what groups are out there for you?
Wow, I could have said a really racist comment.
Okay,
I'm really glad
please
I
don't.
Didn't.
No, don't say that, okay?
That was going to be bad.
It's called the NAACP.
What are you talking about?
The NAACP, I mean, that's the Black group.
No, I know what the NAACP is. I'm saying Black people don't just go hang out at the NAACP.
They've got an organization that...
They might go to like a concert or... Another social gathering place?
No, it advocates for them. You know what I mean?
I don't go hang out at the United States Embassy.
No, but if you're an American in a foreign country, the embassy advocates for you. The NAACP advocates for them. The Mexicans, they have La Reza. Which,
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know, but it's an advocate for Mexicans.
It sounds like corn to me.
And white people have the KKK.
Oh, God damn it.
Right?
I hate you so much right now.
Well, you know, the local KKK chapter in...
Where is this conversation going?
Mobile, Alabama?
God damn it.
Okay.
Well, we just stumbled into a story about the KKK. Just go with it.
Okay, this is about Mobile, Alabama, okay?
Okay.
And where the Klan is still alive and well.
Okay.
Okay? But they feel like they're just misunderstood. People just don't get them.
Okay.
Okay? And so they decided on Martin Luther King's birthday that they were going to pass out pro-KKK flyers to everybody in their town.
Oh, that's not kosher.
No, Brandon, that's the Jews.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Forgot about that.
This is the KKK, all right? So, of course, it's not kosher. And they wanted to wish Martin Luther King a happy birthday.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah, and they were just pointing out that the blacks have the NAACP, the Mexicans have Lareza, the Jews have synagogues, and white people have KKK. So if you'd like to join the loyal white knights, come on down.
You can't see this because it's pre-recorded, but I have I'm face-palming right now.
And there's a phone number that's listed on the flyer. You can call them up, and a recorded message, a very nice, calm recorded message, includes expletives and negative comments about King's actions during the Civil Rights Movement. Yeah, that kind of doesn't quite work. Residents removed the flyers as quickly as possible. I can't imagine why. People aren't a big fan of the KKK. But unfortunately, about the only thing the distributors could be charged with is criminal littering. And even that is only under certain circumstances.
Because, doesn't that carry like a $500 fine?
Right, because that's going to put him in jail.
Dude, I'm an advocate of hitting the KKK with as many fines as we can find.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
You don't want to join the local chapter?
I'm going to pass on that. I mean, anyone who supports Donald Trump, I simply can't get behind. That's just about the worst thing the KKK has ever done.
Did they support Trump?
Oh, you haven't heard about that?
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, it gets even worse. So when Trump was confronted with the knowledge that the KKK leader, the Grandmaster Chief or whatever he's called, when Trump was informed that this guy supports him, they're like, Mr. Trump, you know, do you think that it's good that the KKK supports you? This guy's like, well, I'm going to have to do my research a little bit before I discuss on this issue.
You have to do research.
Yeah,
you have to do research. If the KKK supports this show, like if I got a call and say the KKK really, really appreciates what you're doing, we'd like to run an advertisement. I would tell them to go to hell.
Well, yeah, and this is it would be like a reporter directly asking you, do you like that the KKK supports you? And you're like, well, you know, to each their own, and I'm not really one to know much about the issue. I don't even know who this guy is. I'm going to have to. He never said anything like, oh, I don't want the KKK following me. I disagree with, you know, racism and murdering people.
I would immediately say that I disavow the KKK. I have nothing to do with the KKK. I guess they can support whoever they want, but I do not agree with or support anything that they stand for. I don't know why they support me, because the things I stand for and the things they stand for are like on opposite ends of the earth. All right.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say.
That would have been a great thing to say. But for those of you out there listening who haven't seen it and you're maybe wondering, you know, like what this Donald Trump guy is all about, go watch that interview. This is a man who's willing to take the support of the KKK to get him closer to the presidency, if that speaks anything about his morals.
Yeah, it ain't no good. So the last one I want to do this segment.
The last what?
The last story I wanted to do this segment. What? Uh-huh. Did you want to talk more about the KKK?
Well, I'm getting kind of homesick. There was a lot of white people where I grew up. What?
No. Have you ever heard about the rapper Bob? You know who he is?
No idea.
Okay, he's a rapper. He's got a number of popular songs. And he would ask you, where do we as people live?
On the earth.
Yeah, we live on the earth. What shape is the earth?
A sphere.
A sphere.
Which is a really hard word to pronounce.
You are nothing but sheeple. You're a sheeple.
Crickets?
You're a sheeple. You have been lied to. You don't understand where you live. Because over the last few days, Bob has passionately defended his belief that the world is flat.
Bob's an idiot.
What, you don't think the world is flat?
No, I really, really don't. See, I've been on the ocean and I can see the curvature of the earth.
No, you see, that's where the lie comes in. He says that a lot of people have been turned off by the phrase flat earther, but he says there's no way you can see all the evidence and not know and understand. You need to grow up.
What evidence is he referring to?
Well, he's been posting pictures of flat horizons and arguing that if the world was really round, airplanes would fly straight into outer space.
Is Bob like three? Is this a three-year-old rapper?
And none other than astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson just took it upon himself to come out and point out some of the obvious flaws with Bob's logic, actually engaged him in conversation. And the rapper, straight up to his face, asked him if he was a Freemason. And said,
What's a Freemason?
Like the lodges and stuff like that. It's like another group like we were talking about earlier. But he's like, you know, like the Knights Templar and stuff like that.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just like conspiracy theories. And he's like, you a Freemason? And then he said, Mr. Tyson, once you go flat, you never go back.
What an idiot.
And by all intents and purposes, or by all appearances, he legitimately, honestly believes the earth is flat.
I mean, in 2016 America, how could you possibly believe that? I mean, he wants to talk about evidence. Gee, I don't know, maybe we'll go to one of those little shuttles we sent up there and look at some of the pictures that they can take from there.
Lies. Soundstage.
Yeah. We never landed on the moon. And look at the flag. It's waving.
That was a movie studio.
God damn.
We'll be right back on the English Express Radio Podcast.
This is a Swamp Thing. Believe me, you should always listen to the English Express Radio Podcast because, well, do you really have anything better to do?
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
This is Edward James Olmos. Did you know that today one out of every four American kids is Hispanic? That means many of the future doctors, engineers, and entrepreneurs of our country can be your kids. We all know how hard it is for you to send them to college. This is why many support you. And the Hispanic Scholarship Fund helps you prepare, plan, and pay for your kids' college education. Learn more at hsf.net. Brought to you by the Hispanic Scholarship Fund and the Ad Council.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help.
To help solve hunger in Metro Denver and Northern Colorado and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Trap? C-A-T. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Do you like movies?
Love movies.
What's your favorite movie?
The Amazon Women on the Moon.
I laughed so hard my headphones fell off. Yeah, do you actually remember that movie?
I love that movie. No, I don't know if I have a favorite movie, but that one was hilarious.
It was, for those of people who don't know, it's kind of like a sketch movie, okay? And my favorite part about that was, like, the guy in his underwear that was, like, wandering through all the scenes.
Oh, yeah, the guy in the background, like...
Yeah. So, and because they had, like, some continuing things, but it was mostly just different sketches. So, that was, yeah. How did you feel about The Mummy?
With Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, with Brendan Fraser. It's time for a little bit of, entertainment
1996?
News. 1996. Yeah, 1996. This is entertainment news.
Oh, okay. Do we have a theme song for that?
Wait, no, that's not the right theme song. How about...
Captain, like, stay well. We have a problem.
Nope.
I've been leaving on my things.
Nope.
So in the...
Oh, there we go. Entertainment news. Oh, yeah, baby. Now it's time.
Start getting it.
It's time to read news from 1996.
1998.
It is truly exciting. No, seriously. This is entertainment news time, okay? And I'm...
He's like, oh, no more joking around over here, all right? This is... Seriously, you guys? This is entertainment news.
They're making a new version of The Mummy, a total reboot. Now, Brendan Fraser at the time was like a hot new star. That was really the thing that kind of put him over the edge. And so to replace him, they've got another hot new star, brand new guy. He's kind of exciting. You might have heard of him. It's Tom Cruise.
Oh, no.
Tom Cruise is going to be the new Brendan Fraser.
Why? Oh, why?
Because...
That guy has done enough. But you know what?
He's Tom Cruise.
Hold on. What was that one movie that he was in recently where he kept on, like, it was like Groundhog Day, but...
Oh,
there was a lot more violence.
Oh, yeah. What was that movie called? I can't remember.
Anyway.
I liked that movie.
That movie was good. Everything else I've seen him in the last 15 years has been crap.
What about Risky Business?
Was that 15 years ago?
It was more than 15 years ago.
30 years ago.
What about Rain Man?
Again, I think that was like 25, maybe 30 years ago.
What about Mission Impossible?
Yeah, I think again, that was more than 15 years ago.
They had a Mission Impossible earlier this year.
And that was crap.
That movie was good. Did you watch it?
Mission Impossible. No, after Mission Impossible 2, I said, screw this whole franchise.
Okay, that movie was good.
You Mission need, Impossible you 2?
No, the new one. The one just came out. Rogue Nation.
Because Mission Impossible 2 was not good. And Mission Impossible 3, I was like, I need to... If I didn't sneak into that movie, I would have asked for a refund. Okay.
Well, Tom Cruise is going to be the new mummy chaser. He's going to play a military character. And, he wants to make sure that you can see him running.
Dumb.
Because in all of his movies, Tom Cruise must run
in slow motion with an explosion behind
him. Right, just like in Rain Man.
And then he has to get 6 foot tall supermodels to crouch down when they stand next to him when they're doing the shots.
Oh Lord, I'm actually gonna have to see this. It's coming out June of 2017, so we've got another year. And then we'll get to see the exciting new Mummy movie.
Oh, yay. I can hardly wait.
All right, next in entertainment news. A Canadian kid, well, he likes video games. That's entertainment, right?
It's pretty cold up there. You got to do something.
Well, they can't do much else.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many moose rides you can take before it gets boring. That whole diminishing returns thing you were talking about earlier.
Well, he loves video games. Okay.
He
plays Xbox.
Me too.
Yeah. And how do you like it?
Love it. Great game system.
The thing that I never understand about game system these
watch
days,
out, dude. There's a microphone there. You can't just swing your arms around all willy nilly like that. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, right there. I see.
Yeah, watch out for that.
I see it now. Oops. Okay. So so this kid, he plays Xbox, and apparently it can connect to the internet these days. Now, back when I was a kid and I played video games, you bought it, you played it, it was over.
Yeah, back in your day, they didn't really have computers or the internet at all.
They had computers. I played them.
So, yeah, but they can totally connect to the internet now. It's actually necessary for a lot of the games.
Necessary. Something's wrong with that. When your video game system needs the internet, what if I don't want to connect to the internet?
Well, like, there are some games, for example, there's a new one called Star Wars Battlefront. You may have heard of Star Wars before.
What's that all about?
Kind of a cult classic from the 70s. It's been redone a few times.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I'll have to introduce you to Star Wars sometime. Anyway, so they have the Star Wars game, and the single player is like, you could finish it in like an hour, right? So most of the game is multiplayer. Almost all of the game is multiplayer. So unless you're online, you miss out on 80, 90% of the gameplay.
Can you buy things in the
game?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they have microtransactions.
With real money?
Yep.
So after you buy the Xbox, then you buy the game, then you play the game and you buy more things in the game.
Oh, wait. Slow down. Remember how I said you have to connect to the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to spend $60 a year or $5 a month, your choice. And, it's a $10 a month or $60 a year to buy a membership so that you can play on the Xbox with the game that you buy.
Okay, well, this kid plays FIFA, the soccer game.
Let me tell you about that. $400 Xbox, $60 FIFA video game, $60 a year for online. All right, continue.
Okay, and so you can buy little other things that, like, once you get in the game, you can buy more stuff.
Yeah, those are called microtransactions.
Okay, this kid did that on his father's credit card.
Uh-oh.
And, the next month, Dad got the bill. $7,600.
Oh my God, I would kill him.
In a single month.
How old was this Canadian kid?
17.
Oh my God, that little Moose Rider would be out getting a job before he can get their new batteries in his controller.
He thought that he was paying for a one-time in-game transaction, had no idea he was being charged again and again and again and again and again and again.
Oh, no.
They say that this is something that's becoming increasingly common for your kids to make in-app purchases. And it's not always clear that they're paying actual money.
Yeah. So once upon a time, I had a 3-year-old son who got a hold of my controller, and my credit card information was saved on the Xbox. And $120 later, I found out he bought a couple of games online. And when I called and talked to Xbox about it, they were like, you know, you can set a password on your account, right?
and you're like, no, I did not realize that.
I was like, where were you guys a week ago? I could have used that information.
So this reminds me when I was, I must have been about the same age as this idiot, 17 years old.
Did you live in Canada?
I did not. I lived in Sacramento, California. And my father got pancreatitis. Okay? And
my father got pancreatitis right about that same time.
I'm sure it's a coincidence. So he left his wallet at home in his dresser. And at the time, I had met this little Ukrainian girl who was very, very attractive, and she wanted to go out on a date, and I didn't have any money. So I'm like, Ukrainian girl, no money. Ukrainian girl wants to go on a date. My name is the same name as my father's name.
Oh, no.
Wallet be right there. So, yes, I picked up the wallet, I took the credit card, and I went out to dinner.
I thought this story was going to have a surprise ending. Like, oh, I didn't steal from my father, and the girl liked me anyway. Yay.
No.
That's how it would have happened in Full House.
Yeah, well, I took the credit card, and I went to dinner, and we went to see a movie, and we went miniature golfing, and we had a great time. Then we went to go visit Dad in the hospital, and...
You jerk! Like, insult to injury.
Okay, I wanted to show off a little bit. And Dad was like, hey, Cliff, good job. I'm like, thank you, Dad. Thank you on multiple occasions, multiple counts, because you paid for it. So when the bill came the next month, he was out of the hospital. Yeah, he was not a happy man. And yes, I got in a lot of trouble. And I didn't spend $7,000, though. It was more to the tune of like $100.
Yeah, so, nonetheless, dude.
Yeah, should not do that. So word to the wise, just invite her over to play video games. How about FIFA?
Yeah, on the Xbox. You'll only have to spend 700 times more that amount.
All right. Well, that's our show for today. As always, you can write us online, info@theenglishexpress.com, info@theenglishexpress.com. We're available on iTunes, where you can rate us. I put that on our little thing. I found out you can rate our podcast. So everybody go to iTunes, do a little search for The English Express Radio Podcast, and get the ranking. Rank us number 5.
Now I'm going to have to get iTunes.
Yes, you need to get iTunes, you dummy. I still haven't seen your ranking on there.
Anyway. I know, I've never used iTunes before.
Now, next week is going to be the same thing. We're going to have a recorded show. But the week after, on the 27th, we will be back live. So we'll have to come up with a day next week where we'll record it again, okay?
Sounds like a plan, man.
All right,
little,
guys.
On-air live show prep.
Right. So tell your friends, download the show, and we'll see you guys next week on the English Express Radio Podcast.
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Share the show with your friends by having them visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. You can also find us on Facebook or join our group on vk.com. All aboard the English Express.